programme. Now, at this month's meeting of Kerry County Council, Labour Councillor Marie Maloney asked that householders not availing of refuse collection services be asked as to where they get rid of their rubbish. With me on the line to talk about this is Councillor Maloney. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, you submitted a video to Kerry County Council's Enforcement Office, is that right? What was it showing?
That's correct. Somebody gave it to me. I didn't take the video myself, but somebody gave it to me where there was illegal dumping. A lot of stuff had been dumped. He had been passing there. I think he was going for a run, and he spotted the car. The car was loaded to the very top with black bags. And anyway, the end result was that the black bags and the rubbish ended up on the side of the road, of course. And anyway, I submitted this to the enforcement officer, who followed up on it, and that's with the legal office now in Kerry County Council. You see, Gerry, the illegal dumping has escalated, and it's rampant at the moment. It's all over the place, in particular now in Kilcommon, where I live, in the rural areas. There's an awful lot of illegal dumping going on. And we have to call the enforcement officer. The enforcement officer comes out, puts on his gloves, and goes through all that rubbish to see can he identify the person that would have dumped it there. And this is going on constantly. And I know that the enforcement officer is under huge pressure at the moment. Would you believe, particularly in Killarney Town, up the laneways, every single day he's called out to go through a load of illegal dumping.
Really? In the laneways of Killarney?
In the laneways of Killarney, and there's another case for having our CCTV in Killarney, because we need it, and you know, this data protection, of course, is protecting a lot of people and a lot of things, but you know, we do need the CCTV in Killarney Town, and you know, we'll be pushing for that. I think it's coming near a conclusion anywhere where we will have it, but it's not there yet, like. But there's a lot of different things. You know, there was another case of dumping, which I told the council about, and the enforcement officer back in Listry, back in Fahe. And when that was looked at, there was a television licence in it. So that person now is being fined, but the fine is €80, and that's the end of it, you know? Sometimes you need to name and shame people, but obviously they won't do that.
Sure, €80, that's a... Why wouldn't you do it, if you're so inclined? It would cost you more than €80 if you were to have a regular service and take care of it responsibly, so you'll take your chances.
That's obviously what's going on, but they're obviously not as cute as they make out to be by leaving things like a television license and things in their rubbish. But outside of that, Gerry, there is no need now for to be legal dumping. There is so much you can do with your waste at the moment. Yeah. I mean, you can recycle nearly everything, from the food to the plastics to the bottles, the glasses, everything can be recycled.
Yeah, from next February, you'll have a deposit return scheme in all your supermarkets?
Yes. I heard that, all right. But, and I mean, then, if you don't want to avail of KWD or whoever in Killarney, it's the town council, and it's the council that does it. But if you don't want to avail of that, you can take your bag out to the Coolfish Loft, to the Recycling Waste Disposal Centre, for €5 maybe every fortnight or whatever, because you can reduce the amount that needs to go in there. So if people were proactive and worked at it, they wouldn't have an awful lot of expense for their refuse collection.
What do you say, Marie, to those who would feel that the increase in fly tipping is down to the increase in the cost of living? We learned this morning from Bernardo's, more than a third of parents said they had to cut back on or have gone without heating over the past 6 months due to pressures caused by inflation, also cutting back on food as well. Some children going hungry, going to school is what they're suggesting. Is that part of the problem?
That certainly is a problem for people. There is no doubt about that, that people are under a lot of pressure. But again, I revert back to saying that we can reduce an awful lot of our rubbish by recycling and being cute and being aware of what you can do. And you can reduce the cost of your refuge if you adhere to that. But people just see the easy option. And you know what, Gerry? I can guarantee you a lot of the people that do it are not the people that are under pressure financially. You can be sure of it. I mean, they dump things like mattresses and things. There's a mattress amnesty. There's lots of things you can do to reduce your rubbish, like. But obviously, I mean, at one stage I went up, we live kind of near the bog, and I went up to the bog, and there was a couple of years ago, and there was just hundreds upon hundreds of fluorescent lightings. So that was no person that's under pressure. That was a development or a big development that was being cleared out or something and jumped up there. That wasn't a person that's under pressure financially. It's just sheer blackguarding, Gerry. It really is. It's actually soul destroying when you have a Kerry clean up day. And the next thing, everybody is out there working to clean up and doing and volunteering and cleaning up their area.
Doing
and
their best.
And you come along a day or two later, and next thing, you have takeaway cartons, thrown out the windows of the car, you have bags of rubbish here, sometimes soiled nappies and things. It's absolutely soul-destroying. So, I mean, all I'm asking is, and it can be done, Jerry, when the television license inspector comes around, he knows exactly the houses that have the television license.
Yeah.
And they go, they target the houses that have it. This could be done as well. If they get the list of the people who are availing of a refuse collection service, the people that are. Now, there could be people, there might be somebody who's a business in town who might be taking his domestic refuge in and putting it into his business bin. But all he has to do is tell them that, when they ask. Or there might be people who go out to the recycling centre. They do it by the black bag because they find it cheaper. And they keep their receipts. And we can say, I go out every fortnight
You want more of an examination. Oh, the management said, in response to your motion, that it's carrying out targeted surveys which would be helped by specific information from the public. It says it plans to survey households and locations where illegal dumping is a nuisance and that could be linked to a low uptake in household waste collection services. But they want help from the public as well. They want people to, and I'll use this word that raises the hackles of a lot of people, they want people to inform on their neighbours.
They wouldn't be informing on their neighbours, Gerry, because you can be 100% sure it's not their neighbours that are jumping beside them. You can be sure people go away somewhere, a long way from their own home. So they wouldn't be. All they have to do is tell the council, look, there's a lot of jumping going on in this area. You don't have to say who's doing it, because more than likely you don't know who's doing it. But you just give the areas where this dumping is going on. I'm providing a lot of it to the council. The enforcement officer is keeping a record now of exactly the places he goes to most often things. He will be working with the council to give him this information. So I know a lot of people ring me to say illegal dumping has gone on beside him. So they're not afraid to pick up the phone and ring. So I don't think that would be an issue with people. I think most people want to live in a clean country. They want no fly tipping in their area. And I think they would have no problem picking up the phone and ringing. Say, look, there's a lot of jumping goes on in my area or in an area that I know of. I walk this area every day and I see the rubbish here and I see the rubbish there. And that's not informing on your neighbour's area.
So surveys, find out, ask people where they're disposing of their rubbish, and then if someone is caught, clamp down a lot harder, name and shame.
They won't name, Gerry. That's the thing. We've tried that several
issue.
Times. They won't name. They won't name. They will quote data protection and all this. But at least if they know themselves and they approach the people, I'm sure that will put a stop to those people doing it.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, if that is the way, and will this? Do you think that some combination of that would tackle the problem, and we'd be able to see it as evidenced on our streets, or roads, or laneways, that there would be less of it being fly tipped?
Well, that is the idea. That was the idea behind my motion, Gerry, to stop that, to ensure that this is put a halt to. And the more people that we can identify, the more places that we can identify people that are dumping, the more we can stop this illegal dumping. And we've also several times made a suggestion that they have a mobile CCTV camera, that they would move around to different areas in the hope of perhaps catching someone dumping illegally.
Marie, there's an issue here Mary is highlighting this morning. She's phoned in to say out in the countryside there is no enforcement officer. People are burning their rubbish by night, she says. She's aware of one case where one person was burning their own rubbish, threw petrol on top of it and burnt all his hands when the flame blew up.
Yeah, well, the enforcement officer covers the whole of the municipal district. Obviously, they're probably not working at night time, of course. I mean, how do you counteract that? I know that there's a helicopter goes around at times. checking for burning and things. But I mean, if she knows, she should contact the enforcement officer the following morning. They can go out and speak to them at the very least. Thank you. Were you burning your rubbish last night? Like, and obviously they will probably deny it. But at the same time, they might feel that someone is onto them. Like, do you know?
Yeah. And it might be a disincentive. Yeah. Or what you're talking about is you can't catch everybody. What you need is evidence, examples of people knowing that, well, I won't, if I'm caught, there will be real consequences, or I better not chance this because they're clamping down on it. Is that what we need to achieve?
That's the idea behind it, and hopefully we'll achieve it, and it will achieve the reduction on illegal dumping around the county, because we have the most beautiful county, Jerry. You know that. Our county is the most beautiful one, Neil, in all of Ireland. It is the most beautiful one in Ireland, and the last thing we want is rubbish along the sides of the road for visitors coming along. But I have to say now, in fairness, that the volunteers that go out are amazing. They're out with their green bags and their pickers and their yellow jackets, and they're picking up the rubbish regularly. And my own husband takes my grandchildren out, and they're all under the age, they were all since under the age of six. They were out with him with their little yellow jackets and with their pickers and cleaning up. And they love doing it. And if everyone took, like they say, the golden mile or the golden stretch of road beside you and did it, it would be a great place and there'd be no rubbish around. But you'd have to kind of do it regularly.
Yeah, you would indeed. Listen, Marie Wirth, we're going to leave it. Thanks very much for talking to us about that.